saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Don't call me kid. Don't call me baby.
What is that?
Look at this.
Wait, we don't want to get demonetized. Like
we
this.
Won't get demonetized.
Oh, we won't?
I mean, no, just saying, like, don't call me kid. Yeah, just that little section.
Well, I just can't believe you, UMG.
Yeah.
Universal Music Group, though, is taking off all those songs on Spotify.
It's already started.
Oh, wait, off TikTok. My badness.
Yeah.
I was like, not 2016
again. My badness.
Fake
it's
news.
It's just my bad.
Hold on.
No, we can talk over each other.
I think it drives people insane.
You've been wrong about what drives people insane more than once. People like it. That's why they watch.
I read on a gossip forum recently that they have
Why are you on a gossip forum? Why do you look at the comments
looking
on
at those sites?
Well, let him finish. Okay. Let him finish.
I'm just saying. I just read that someone is like no longer listening because we talk over each other.
No offense,
but if someone listening to our podcast who is writing on a Reddit gossip forum, I am fine with them leaving.
They were never going to be a fan
they're
to begin
negative
with.
People.
This is so serious.
All the gossip forums are just sad, lonely.
What did they say?
I'm just trying to
Understand what happened, by the way. What are we fighting over?
Yeah, who's not even talking over it?
I don't know. Matt just said.
I was TikToking. I wasn't even looking.
I just think we need to try a bit better.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have a talking stick?
No. I just think we should just aim for
what
not...
kind of Celsius is that?
It's a peach vibe.
Yum.
What happened to your Owala, Matt?
I'm doing
mine. I had to clean. Oh my god, it was like so disgusting. I was like,
I like yours, Erin.
Sorry,
the clean
thank
white.
Thank you.
I'm doing a big.
Do you think that?
Wait, hold on. Let's finish the conversation that Matt was saying.
Well, one, I haven't.
No, hold on. Let me finish. The fact that you read a negative thing on a gossip forum is not indicative of the audience that we actually have.
If you want bad cramps right now,
You've said that three times already.
Did you guys plan this before that we were going to talk? Oh, we were going to try to keep talking over each other as much as we
Just you. I'll be honest. I think it was in my life. Someone was like, you guys should break Matt and talk over him for like the
every
first
time
minute.
Matt every tries time. To start talking, just start talking over him.
I won't allow it. I just think it's obnoxious. No podcast I listen to, like I listen to that, four people on it talk over each other.
No, that was a bit.
Okay, thank goodness. My badness. I didn't want to seem like... Okay,
but I do want to circle back to everything.
Yes.
We need to stop reading the gossip forums.
Yes, never go on that, ever.
I think it's bad for your mentee age.
No, sometimes I just take it as constructive criticism.
In what way have you ever taken it as constructive? Name one constructive thing you've taken from it.
Well, when I just realized, oh my gosh, maybe we do talk over each other
a lot.
Of
course we talk over each other.
That's part of the charm.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's part of the charm.
It's a nightmare
someone,
to listen to.
Someone turns that on and thinks, like, listening to people, oh, what, yes? You just wait until I'm finished.
I was kidding. Continue. I had my hand raised. I think, like, taking criticism would be better in a sense of, like, reading the comments or, like, our reviews or, like, people actually like us. Like, I don't know if the gossip people like us or not, but...
TTT.
But, I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's like you saw it and you're like, okay, now I'm aware of it. Maybe it does bother people.
And
I don't seek
it out. It's not like I subscribe to the gossip forums, but just the Reddit algorithm will know if I take a peek at it. They'll suggest things.
Yeah, there's so many.
But you can hit don't show me this anymore.
Block the
site. True, but I think it just knows that I'm part of that podcast and will just bring it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not losing sleep over it. I have much better things to do. I was just saying, oh, you know what? Maybe we should just try to be a little bit better at it.
That's
because you
fair
were like
point.
Because you shared that whatchamacallit well, who are the people? Smartlist. They just signed $100 million. That's like three or four people on it.
Three plus.
I listen to most of their episodes. I've never heard them interrupt.
And they do.
They do it on spot. They do it on Skype.
Zoom.
Yeah, they do it on Zoom. They're not all in the same room when they record it.
They're all like too big to be in the same place at the same time, I feel. They all have different jobs.
They have to have amazing quality, I would assume.
Well, I think what they do is they're all on a Zoom together, but they record it into only audio. A podcast mic, and it is only audio.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
So
like,
it's easy. Yeah. I do want to ask, was the person on Reddit being, like, was it a nice comment that was critiquing, or were they just kind of venting?
It wasn't that mean. And it was a little venting, but what kind of crushed me was like how many other people were like, yeah, I agree. It is getting a little out of hand.
How many people in total would you say it was? Like, what's the actual number?
15.
Okay. We get 40 to 50,000 views an episode. You are worried about 15 people on a negative internet forum when there's 40 to 50,000 people that actually like us and listen to us. That's who we're making the podcast for. If you're not interested because we talk over each other, all right, that's fine. It shouldn't be something that is in your brain, though.
I don't even think this is a conversation worth having
during
the podcast. It was a tiny thing,
fine.
But now we're spending six minutes talking
convo.
About it.
I think it's interesting convo.
How dare you?
How about you leave and come back when I'm done speaking, Aaron? I forgot what I was going to say.
I was going to say, I do think it's like we should take those kinds of things to be like, okay,
yeah,
that's a good little feedback. But like,
I think what frustrated me was that a couple episodes ago, last time we recorded, I was trying to be like, we need to stop interrupting, but I didn't like fully like say it. And then a week later, I see the mean comment about it. And I'm like, I should be putting my foot down more, being like, we should strive to have a little bit more better podcast etiquette. Because how many episodes have we been doing?
83.
You think by now we'd be a bit better at
But why are you defining what's better by what someone said negatively? Like, people can say, I can say something negative about Joe Rogan, but he will keep doing the Joe Rogan thing. And because I think it's negative, does that mean that Joe Rogan's doing something wrong? Like,
no.
I don't like that Joe Rogan doesn't read anything past the headline, and he's factually been wrong so many times. But does Joe Rogan care that I'm going to say that? Is he going to change the way he does his research? No. In the same way, you are getting upset that, like, somebody's saying something that they think is wrong about the way that we do the podcast, and not everyone else agrees with those negative comments.
Can I clarify something for Matt?
Yes.
I believe this is how you're feeling.
You're giving Schwartz.
I don't care. I think Matt is saying because he had that thought during the podcast, and then it was confirmed by other people, and other people like, yeah, this bothers me, that I completely understand that. Like, I would probably feel the same way. I'd be like, oh shit, like, maybe I am right by thinking we should not be.
Does it bother you that we talk over each other
a little bit? Because the podcast I listen to, I don't usually hear people interrupt each other that much. And the thing is, you guys can continue to interrupt each other because it's none of my business, and I shouldn't care what you guys do. You have the power and free will to do whatever you want. I will be trying to make it my New Year's resolution to not talk over people. And take...
it's honestly a good time to start, though.
Not yet. It's the... Wait, it is February 1st. And what, tomorrow?
Groundhog Day.
Oh, God. Well, it's February 6th, technically.
Technically.
Yeah, if we want to get into comments, sorry that it's recorded a week early.
Yeah.
No, but everything I said with love. I didn't mean
no,
to
totally.
Do it. I just think we should strive. Because
what
podcasts do you listen to where they do that?
I feel like the Andrew Schultz's podcast,
honestly,
they're always yapping over
think,
each other.
Like the toast, it's, they're always...
Yeah, I just feel like it's people having conversation, and like, I think I like that because I just feel like I'm listening to people hanging out.
Right.
It's not like structured and like,
you
speak, I speak.
Your taste is more structured, right? Like,
yeah,
you
we're
wanna
just
hear,
dumbasses. We like, love the chaos.
I think what we are is like a hangout podcast is how I would say it, which is fine. But like, when you listen to, let's say, Dax Shepard, he's prepared. He's interviewing.
Oh, he interrupts a lot.
Does he?
Yeah.
I feel like he's... Okay, maybe... So, I don't know who doesn't interrupt.
It's also so interesting that you brought up Dax.
Why?
Because on February 6th in 2018, his podcast aired for the first time.
February 6th is when this is posted, by the way.
Yep.
I've stopped listening to Dax Shepard.
Yeah, I don't
Shepard.
Really... he had someone... Oh, he had Jonathan Van Ness on, and there was like a huge controversy.
Why?
Because they were talking about trans people, and Dax was getting a little ignorant about all of it.
Trans youth, or when children should be exposed by it, and Jonathan got very, very emotional during it. And like, the thing is like, I kind of get what was going on, but I think Dax was, props on him for like putting out the episode, because like, you, I think if you were the host and you ventured into that territory and a guest was that taken aback and that kind of visibly hurt, that you wouldn't even want that to even be shared. But I don't know. I was actually like totally fine with the conversation, but it did kind of backfire on him. But that's not the reason why I stopped listening to him. I don't know. After a while, I think I just kind of burn out.
With podcasts like that, I really only listen when there's guests that I really, really like.
Yes.
Like, I think that's like every podcast. Like, Call Her Daddy, I'll listen if there's a guest that I'm obsessed with. Smartless, I'm like pretty regular with, but it's really fun for me.
I do like, but then sometimes I get burnt out where it seems like a celeb is on a press tour. So I'm like, of course they're on Smartless. Now they're on Armchair Expert. But then there are some times where like on Smartless where you're just listening to a really, really rich, famous person talk with another really, really rich, famous person. And they're very like, wait, oh, did I see you? It was at the country club in the Hamptons, right? Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we got on your boat. We had some stogies. And you're like, okay.
They're so funny. They're just so mean to each other. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Their dynamic is undeniable. Yeah.
I don't know how serious XM has. I was telling them in the car, how are they going to recoup $100 million from the Smartless audience?
I wonder if it
ads.
Ads.
So I thought it's like when they buy out you for 3 years, they give you the $100 million. The advertisements that they make by, like, you, the $100 million is guaranteed, right? And then but then all the ads that
Sirius takes those.
It's like a musician.
They get 100% of the ads when you sell your podcast.
Well, Carly and I have a $100 million deal as well.
Yeah, we're moving to Spotify.
Yeah, we have like a monthly guarantee.
Yeah,
and then
so we just get paid monthly for
recoup all the ads, and then any other money we make on top of that, if the ads go above what our guarantee is, we will get that money too.
I think part of why they do it, I mean, I think this is why Spotify wanted Joe Rogan, is because they think that the audience of that person will move their audience over to that platform. And like, when Spotify paid whatever for Joe Rogan, they're going to get that many new signups to Spotify, premium memberships or more advertising revenue. But you think like when they do their ad reads, they're just not going to get a cut of the ad reads anymore?
No, I don't think that's how it usually works.
But Spotify like profits though off of that, like, their commitment to, what is it, like a retainer? I don't know how like contracts work, but like they're hoping that they will also profit off of
by buying it out. My expectation is serious is like, we're going to get Smartless, we're going to put it on here, and then anyone who wants to listen to Smartless needs to sign up for a SiriusXM account for whatever, $15-$10 a month, and like, we're going to make $100 million by getting that many people to sign up.
It says in 2018, Sirius had about 34 million subscribers.
Okay, so
that's just
doing
listeners on the entire network.
Right, that might not
be
paid.
That's it? Oh.
It's like a paid prescription.
I guess so, but I mean, like, Joe Rogan, I think, averages about, like, 20 million listeners an episode. But, like, that's, we're talking about an entire network.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, artists on Spotify who have like, 40 million listeners.
I feel like SiriusXM is so, like,
it's like Howard Stern.
Plus year olds.
Well, Howard Stern. If you guys are interested in us, though, we love Sirius. If you guys want to throw any money our way.
Oh, yeah, I would love to share like a spot with Andy Cohen.
If Sirius came over to us and was like, guys, we can give you like $5 million.
$5,000.
Each? Or $5 million split?
Let's say $5 million split, but we can never upload to YouTube or Spotify or Anchor. Like, we only can be audio only on Sirius.
Oh, I feel like that would kind of suck. I feel like it would never get out there.
Someone else would have to go with us. That's another big podcast. Like, if the Morning Toast was going and we were part of like another deal and they were like, we have them coming, we have these people coming. Do you want to come?
No, just us.
It's giving Tana Khan. I don't know.
Why?
Well, like, we got Jake Paul coming.
Well, I feel like a lot of people's parents probably have Sirius, and they probably like use their accounts. And I feel like that could be like our demo. That's a lot of money.
Hopefully, we could offer our listeners like a 3-month free trial.
Oh,
like,
thinking it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Could
we can manifest this?
Maybe in the terms we could write, like we get to keep our Patreon that we do not have, but like maybe we could make a Patreon and then upload the episodes there for
Oh, free. Interesting. So we'll have our own separate like stream where we can get directed to our audience.
But what if we have to be like on like 12 hours a day?
No.
Good morning, SiriusXM. We are here in the studio, but like we have to just be
able to do the news.
Just like Howard Stern.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been on the radio?
No. Wait, like on a live, like we are live on the air.
Oh
like
my you're God, on FM. No,
no have you?
Uh-huh.
What did you do?
It was for softball because we were so good that like a like a Boston radio station wanted us to come on and talk.
Were you so scared?
Yeah, kind of.
Were you the spokesperson or was it just like everyone being like, woo?
No, there was like a hand, like the captains and such, like the seniors.
Were there tea? Did you guys like confront
anybody?
No,
it was
call
just
out?
Like, oh, you guys are so good, like blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, EveryPlate. You know, guys, a dollar means something again. Do you got a buck? Well, $1 steak for life can be yours. Simply add it, a 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for just $1 per box while the subscription is active. Now, that's raising the stakes for dinner. If you're looking to budget your food expenses this February, save time and eat great with America's best value meal kit. You have better things to do than worry about what's for dinner. Every plate provides plenty of delicious variety with 26 tasty and affordable recipes that change week to week, so it's easy to find something flavorful and satisfying for every meal of the day. You can also customize recipes to your liking by swapping proteins and sides and adding proteins to your veggie dish. Plus, add even more delicious options to your order with over 25 convenient sides, breakfast items, lunch, snacks, desserts, and more. Their meals are cheaper than your average fast casual meal, so ditch the takeout and save money while enjoying fresh, satisfying meals. They are the easiest way to eat affordably. Get every plate and take back time this February with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 6 simple steps. You can save even more time with quick and easy recipes, including easy cleanup options, and there are options ready in 30 minutes or less. They plan the meals and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door so you can spend less time prepping and more time on you. You can count on every plate to make mealtimes easier without compromising on food quality. Every plate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, including sustainably sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood rankings, so you know your meals will be fresh and flavorful. Make the sustainable choice this February. Every plate offsets 100% of their delivery emissions, and their meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint on average than supermarket meals of the same portion. Plus, nearly all packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas in the U.S. I personally loved my Every Plate. I was chopping up vegetables. Everything was super fresh. It was so easy to follow, and the pricing is unbelievable. It is so much cheaper than some of these other options, and we can't recommend it enough. So get a meal starting at just $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and use code 49GOOD, 49 good. The subscription must be active to qualify and redeem the $1 steak. Get started at Every Plate starting at just $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49 good. That's everyplate.com/podcast and use promo code 49 good. That is up to $110 value. So go to everyplate.com/podcast, use our code 49 good, and start eating good. Now back to the episode.
But it was weird.
Was it weird being in the new studio?
No, it was kind of cool. I was like, this is fun.
Is it like way smaller than you
so
think?
So little.
Yeah, I feel like studios are always so much smaller than you think they're going to be. Like no matter, like even podcast studios.
And they're just filled with equipment too, because it's like radio, they have to broadcast. And
I've always wanted to be on Radio Disney when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
But why was Radio Disney on AM?
I don't know. I think
Disney has so much money.
I think it's so everyone could listen, because FM is like by city or state, right? I think it's so everyone could listen.
Oh,
all
is
the
AM
States.
More national?
She is the radio
was
queen.
Yours, it was your Radio Disney AM 620?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh, AM is the same.
I think so.
Across the country. Interesting.
I don't know for a fact, so I'm probably wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
No, Carly, you're right.
Thank you.
And they wanted every kid to listen to AM 620.
Yeah.
What was on Radio Disney? Were they just playing Disney Channel
radio
songs?
Disney.
It was like Hannah Montana and like Hillary Duff songs.
But also
and...
like
Jonas Brothers.
Songs from like Disney Channel original movies.
Have I ever talked about when the Jonas Brothers played at my high school? Did I tell you guys this?
I don't think
you told me on Hoot and Half, but you can bring it on here.
It was probably back in 2004 2005, 2006.
The year 3000?
No, it was like 2005 or 2006. And we had a forced assembly. It was an anti-drug assembly where we left class. They didn't tell us ahead of time. It was like kind of frustrating because we just like got up in the middle of class, went into the auditorium where like the theater was. And they had someone come out and like say like, don't do drugs. And like, you know, don't drink and drive and just doing some anti whatever PSA. And it's like 10 a.m. It's early in the day. And then they go, and we're going to introduce someone else. And this guy comes out and he says, you know, I've been the manager for this band for a while, and they're also my sons. And I just really think they're great and they have a great message. So here they are, the Jonas Brothers. And no one ever heard of who they are. This is like before They Are Who They Are. They came out, they played, and it was like pop music, whatever.
What did
and
they open up with?
I couldn't tell you a
single. Did the crowd go nuts?
No.
Or was everyone?
It was like My Chemical Romance, emo music. Like this, we were like cringing and they got basically laughed off stage.
They were all in like their little fedoras.
Yeah.
And is when you were in high school. So This is 2002, probably.
1937.
I do think it was like 2005 or 2006.
Before Camp Rock.
They were not famous at all. This was like them trying to become famous. They did this thing where they would go
around. So you were like a senior?
No.
2005, we were in high school.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah.
But I graduated in 2007.
Okay, so a junior.
Maybe, probably junior year, yeah. But they like, so much they older. Were not famous at all. They brought a bunch of demo CDs to like hand out, and everyone like got a demo CD, and like people were literally laughing and like talking the whole time. No one was paying attention. It was super cringe. We were all just like too cool for school. And then they gave us all like a copy of their demo CD, and by lunchtime, the entire school was just covered because people just chucked them to break them against the lockers. So all the papers were ripped all over the floor. All the CDs were broken in half.
Ugh.
And then they like came to eat lunch with us and nobody sat with them.
So like, mean.
And one of my friends was like a rapper, Tim Bauer. And he was like, I'm going to go and rap for these kids. And then he rapped for them and like he sat with them. And I was like, dude, those guys are fucking losers.
That sounds like a movie itself.
Like, you
that's
should not.
So mean.
I was like such a dick about it. I was like, dude, don't sit with these kids. Like they're such tryhards. Like I was such a hater. And then like 2 years later, we're all just like, wait, what? Did you guys see the Jonas Brothers were like on the Disney Channel? And now they're the biggest thing in the world. And it was just one of those things where you
look
never know.
Look who's laughing now.
I know.
Look
who's
laughing
now,
bitch.
Like, I think it's one thing to not like them, but to be so outwardly
it was just
smashing their CDs.
It was high school in the mid-2000s. Like, it was, bullies. You know, South Park
I didn't
Park
know you
era.
Were a bully. I thought you were the one being bullied, so.
No, I never got bullied. I'm cool.
You can't even say it. I'm cool.
No, my high school was not. There were no bullies at my high school. Except for when the Jonas Brothers came. They were the only people that got
then
bullied.
Then y'all were the bullies.
Yeah.
If there were no bullies, you were the
sorry, bully. Jonas Brothers. It was 2005. It was a different time.
Who's your favorite? Oh, sorry.
I always have the fantasy of like, if I could go back, see a celebrity before they get famous and just be like, you're going to make it. Forget what they say. There's starlight in your eyes. I'm from the future. You're going to succeed. I don't know. It's just anytime when I ever see like a celebrity, like an old picture of them before they're famous and stuff, you're like, they were just somebody's friend. They were just walking down the hallways like any of us.
There's a good subreddit for that called Preformances, where it's all performances of super famous acts before they got famous.
Or like Halsey and the Mall.
Yeah.
Oh, I love stuff like
it's
that.
Like the Mumford and Sons
at South By in a pizza joint singing, hold on, hoping.
Yeah.
People are just on their phones listening to them perform. Like, little do they know that we'll be just blasted into.
I did get to say that, actually, to Jungle. I saw one of their like first shows they ever played at South By in the U.S. They played some showcase. It was like 50 people in the room, and they were fucking unbelievable. And afterwards, I was like, I think you guys are the best band on the planet. And they're like, oh, I hope so. And then every year, they would just play in a bigger and bigger and bigger venue. Wow. And now they're SoFi Stadium.
What happened to William Hung?
William Hung, she bang.
He does cameos now.
Really?
Yeah, and he was on Arrested Development, which was cool.
He's doing cameos in 2024.
Yeah.
Man, he said 5 minutes of fame.
I like thought about him pretty recently, and I looked him up, and I think he's like a real estate agent in Sherman Oaks.
Stop! Are you kidding? No,
Aaron, you gotta buy from him.
Hold on.
For the people who don't know, William Hung was a contestant on American Idol back in like
2004, maybe?
Yeah, 2005.
2004.
It was like a meme, kind of, his performance, his audition.
He came out and he sang She Bang by Ricky Martin.
He was a civil engineer.
Yeah. Was he from China or Hong Kong?
He was from Hong Kong. Shantin.
So he spoke Cantonese.
He's 41. William Hung.
Can't believe he's still doing stuff.
He was realtor?
He kind of really, that was like the, I'm trying to find the analogy or the comparison of what he was. He was a beacon of light for America in a time where we really needed him the
most. Yeah.
He went from like, he was almost like the first meme where it was like, we were bullying him, but then we loved him.
Yeah. Because, well, that's what American Idol used to do, is they would bring on like awful people for America laugh at and also like kind of exploit these people who are maybe not 100% there.
Like, what? He went to Marist.
What's that?
The college in New York.
Oh.
Upstate.
I'm looking at his Wikipedia. Let me see. Oh, this is what it was. In 2011, he became a technical crime analyst for the LA County Sheriff's Department.
What?
And then he joined the LA Department of Public Health in 2014. He became a motivational speaker in 2017. Oh, this is what it was.
Barbie. Wait, he's had every job.
He's been booked as the keynote speaker for groups such as the Asian Realtors Association of America. So he was a keynote speaker. That was the Real Estate Connection.
Guys, he's been divorced twice because he has a gambling addiction.
Oh, no way.
That's
a gambling addiction.
William.
He did make an appearance.
What's his game of choice?
Yeah, I want to know. Does he say?
I don't know.
Wheel of Fortune,
slot machine, she bang.
That's so sad.
And it wasn't just the song they made him make. It was like the little dance moves he did.
And his like the way he sings, his accent, his whole like the thing that he's singing an American song.
It was just like a perfect storm of memeability in the early 2000s.
He was a character in Arrested Development as William Hung in like the first two seasons of Arrested Development.
Oh, there's some characters or people that would audition that you look back on and you're like, were they real or were they not? Like, do you know like Mary Gilboe at all? She was like she almost like kind of like that blonde bob cut and she had that
American
red
Idol.
Polo. Yeah, I don't know if you just remember anyone else who would audition.
Guys, well, he sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a baseball game.
That's amazing. I would love
the Blue Jays.
Do people know who he is nowadays? Like, yeah. We know who he is, but does Gen Z know William Hung?
No, they're not raised on William Hung. Uh-oh. He's like a non-existent.
I think he's a household name for our generation.
Oh, 100%.
You think William Hung is Hung?
Okay, Carly.
Who knows, maybe?
It's inappropriate. Sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I don't sexualize William Hung. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, a few fun things about today.
Okay.
It's the 37th day of the year.
Ooh.
Hold on. On the day that we're recording or the day this gets posted?
It gets posted. I'm not an amateur.
Are you guys doing anything for New Year's? Because we're filming this in November.
Do you feel like this has been the longest like month ever?
No.
Oh, I've never identified with I can't believe I don't know, New Year's.
It's still January.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's how months work.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow. But
this one has felt abnormally long.
Really? I don't get that vibe.
I guess I've been on the vibe of like, has time been going by slow, TikTok? And I completely agree.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of them. Like, so many memes. Like, this is the longest month ever.
So then I thought, is that true? Is there some wavelength going on where, like, the whole world is thinking it's going by slower than normal?
Honestly, that'd be kind of nice because everything's going so fast.
I feel like at, like, the end of the year, a lot of people are always like, it's going so slow. I also feel like a lot of people who dry January, it goes especially slow for.
Did it for you, Mike?
It felt normal. I don't think it felt fast or slow.
I also think there's no
holidays.
Good, though.
You've taken time off of drinking before.
Yeah. Yes.
And I feel like for a lot of people, especially people who
there were so many parties in January that I went to, and I feel like when you go to things, it doesn't really matter what month it is. It's just like stuff to do. But if I was just sitting home waiting for it to be February.
You know Brianna Chicken Fry and Grace?
I'm interviewing them.
Oh, you are? Fun.
For what?
On Unfiltered. They're in town. We could have them on too.
They were doing Dry January together, and if one of them broke, they would have to live stream in their studio for 72 hours. And I guess Brianna broke it.
I had a feeling she was the one who was gonna break it. So she has to live stream for how long?
72 hours in the studio. But like, how does that work?
I would just be like, I was in another country and time works differently there.
Yeah, but like it was pretty much February there at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how does that work, the live stream?
I don't know. I think all I know is it's live streaming for 72 hours.
Barstool has like done that kind of stuff before. I'm sure, they had plenty of space for them to like accommodate.
But they said like in their podcast studio. But I'm sure. I think it's a big studio. I think they do like BFF's pod in that same room and their podcast.
When they do that BFF's pod, are they all in the same room or they're all in different rooms?
California. And Dave and Brianna are usually together, unless Dave is like in wherever he lives.
I always see the clips on TikTok, and it always looks like they're not in the same place.
I think he's usually in a different place.
Yeah,
and they're always like looking up at him.
Yeah, and like he's like weird directions.
I think the TV is just
they do it well. Like it's really seamless.
Yeah,
it's nice, but
And do they do a full podcast, the three of them, or is it just like TikTok podcast?
No, it's a full podcast. Okay. Yeah.
It's full.
Yes.
Okay. It's also National Frozen Yogurt Day.
Oh, is it? Today's a terrible day.
February is National Frozen Yogurt Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking. It should be like June.
Yeah.
Do we think Froyo has like the chokehold on America that it used to?
Definitely not.
I feel like we've touched base on this before.
Have we?
No, I think we were like, it was like the episode we were doing like Hot or Not, like something like that.
Oh, you're right.
What, 2.5 years ago? Jesus Christ.
Yes, and you guys got mad at me when I was given my complaint about the toppings.
Yeah.
And the economics of it. It doesn't make sense why M&M's need to be more expensive than coconut flakes.
I mean, true. Yeah. I don't think Froyo does have the same chokehold, though, because I feel like when we were young, it was, like, new. And, like, all these Froyo places were, like, popping up.
Pinkberry.
I love Froyo.
Yeah, I mean, I still like it.
I'm forever a Froyo gal.
But I don't get it that much. But I used to get it all the time.
I'm an ice cream originalist forever.
We love ice cream.
I don't know, Gen Z, are you guys getting Froyo? Let us
Froyo,
know.
Froyo, ice cream, we're hanging out at the mall.
What's the new Froyo, though? That's what I want to know. Is ice cream back? Actually, I feel like ice cream has made a comeback. Big time.
Really?
Ice cream's so bad.
I feel like some people are lactose intolerant.
It's salt and straw kind of places. It's like these new age kind of flavors. It's never like, where's the strawberry and vanilla? They're like, do you want butter cake? Like,
oh, yeah.
Or like olive oil and tar.
Oh, that was like big. People eating their ice cream with olive oil and salt.
I think I would love that. I need to try it, actually.
I feel like it would hurt my stomach.
Really?
Like, yeah, how the Starbucks drink was. Like, I just don't think we should be consuming that much olive oil straight.
Yeah, but it's, like, mixed in.
Yeah, but that was, like, a Starbucks drink, and that
hurt. Wait, they made a
Starbucks drink with olive oil?
Yeah, they made a fucking, what was it, a cold brew? I can't remember what it was. It was something with olive oil, and it was so disgusting. It, like, burned our throats.
No, that sounds
awful. Olive oil can cure you. Like, people will pour olive oil down your ear when you're sick. People will drink olive oil when you're sick.
I don't know about
it's kind
ear.
Of like a homemade, it's like a home remedy.
I know
it's,
like Italian people will sometimes just drink it. Like,
yeah,
but that's, but also the olive
that's
oil
that's why
America,
they made it. It was called like a oleato or something like that.
I could do it. I wouldn't order it all the time, but I could do it.
I think
we'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Talkspace. You know, sometimes life can get you down and it can affect you in a variety of ways. However, talking to a therapist could help. If you're not sure how to get started, Talkspace makes it easy to find a therapist that you'll like. It's convenient to meet online, at home, where you're most comfortable. Talkspace has made a huge difference in the lives of so many people. Do you think that seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find or meet with them or even afford one? Well, try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Why wait? Sometimes people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist, but don't wait. You can get a therapist through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the important part, and Talkspace has made that easy and affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have your virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. Talkspace lets you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session. Talkspace has over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. And as a listener of this podcast, Good Influences, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/good. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/good to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/good. And now back to the episode.
They had like a newer one recently.
I mean, there's nothing better than when you go to a restaurant, they bring out the fresh bread and the olive oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, you dip it in.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Fuck me up. Fuck me up. It's the best part. Because you're hungry and you're like, oh, fuck yeah.
I love bread.
Isn't there like a psychological hack they're doing on why they bring you the bread? Because your insulin levels then rise and you're more prone to spend more money because of like you're digesting the bread and your sugar levels like spike or something. Anthony Bourdain talked about it in Kitchen Confidential.
Oh, interesting.
It gets people in this mood of where they pay less attention to the prices and more what they want to eat.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how people can go to a restaurant and be like, no, don't bring the bread.
No, I never.
My new thing, not new, but I've been doing it for a while, is when you get a pasta, I always leave a little bit of extra sauce and then say, can you bring some extra bread? And they'll toast some new bread at the end and then you dip the bread in the pasta sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to finish the plate.
Oh, yeah.
What a treat. Move.
Yum.
I did that this week.
It's also National Chopsticks Day.
Chopsticks
How are we all
day.
With chopsticks?
I love chopsticks.
Pretty good users?
I really feel like one of my tasks that I continuously put off is I want to buy myself a pair of reusable chopsticks because I order in a lot. I eat a lot of sushi. I eat a lot of Thai food, but I'm always using their like delivery chopsticks and they're never as good. And
wood sticks
or like the wooden ones with all the splintering. Like I want to have in my utensil drawer chopsticks and I never remember.
Come over. I'll give you some chopsticks.
You have chopsticks?
Tons.
From when?
I have like probably 20 pairs of chopsticks.
You didn't get them any in Tokyo.
Wait, when?
We did get some in Tokyo. We didn't buy the too expensive. There's some in Tokyo where it's like $300 and you're like,
No.
Yeah, we got a whole pack when we went to Tokyo.
Oh yeah, we got tons. But you know what I hate about chopsticks though is when you, I don't think you should put them in the dishwasher.
Oh,
but like,
really?
You ever like, you try to put it with all the forks and knives, but then it slides down. And then you're like, that thing's got to spin around. And then that's not, and then you try to like lay it sideways. Yeah. And then it's like, nope. And then it goes
right back
down.
You gotta put the thick side down.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
How do you guys load your dishwasher? Do you have a method?
Have Nolan do it.
If my wife's in the kitchen, I do a very good job. But if she's like,
not
somewhere
looking.
Else in the house, I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Why would your wife be anywhere but the kitchen?
Yeah, what kind of household
That's
are you
so
running?
I gotta give a fuck if she's not here.
What kind of communist
TJ
household are you
TJ loads
running?
The dishwasher so annoyingly.
Speak.
Like, I'm so precise. I'm like, this is Tetris. Like, you gotta fit everything in, like, perfectly. But he'll, like, and I also, when I'm, if it's a freshly, like, empty dishwasher, you always put everything in the back first and then move your way forward.
You load from the back to the front.
I agree.
He will literally put a cup right in the front. And I'm like,
but sometimes
why,
I feel like,
but why does that logically make a difference? I've thought about this. If it makes sense to load it from the back to the front, why can't we just load it from the front to the back?
I think the more flatter, bigger things should go in the back and the bowls go in the front. I'm kind of like, stack it down this way rather than like the higher stuff in the front. Does that make sense? So I put the bowls and stuff, and then if it's like, oh, it's the cutting board, I'm putting that in the back. I'm putting the bigger stuff in the back, so it kind of has this like
back
theater
to front
seating.
For sure is right. I just don't understand why.
Yeah.
And bowls, nightmare. Never know what to do with a bowl. Top shelf, bottom shelf, angled, directly
depends
down.
You can do what you want with bowls. I'm cool with that. Sometimes I love a bowl with all the cups. Like, it's like they're kind of mingling at the top. It's a mixer.
They normally don't get to hang out, like the mugs and the bowls.
Yeah.
Like, when
you
else
just
are they
like
together?
Learn the dishwasher too. Like mine, like one side of mine is like deeper on the top, like deeper. And then this side is like a little higher. So I'm like, okay, tall cups go on this side. Little cups go on this side.
Right. The worst is when you put something in and then you go to close it and it won't close. And you're like, okay.
Water bottles. Like the Awala, it's like, keep on the top shelf.
But you can't. They're too big.
But sometimes I don't trust that if I put in a water bottle this way, that you're telling me the whole dishwasher is going to get all the way up there and clean
that
up.
There's a second arm underneath. If you pull out the top drawer, there's another arm underneath. And when you push the drawer back, it links up to a hose. So you get water spraying on both shelves.
Have you guys seen the video? There's like a TikTok that went viral more recently, and it was like the inside, like a camera inside the dishwasher, and you can like watch a time lapse of what happens in there.
It's like playing class. It's like the Bellagio fountain.
I know. I'm like, oh, it's doing a lot in there.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
It's probably one of the best. That and a washing machine, I think, are like, I may be wrong about this, but I think they were big things for like the women's liberation movement because in the day, women would be just doing these endless chores of washing dishes, washing clothes by hand.
Present day for this one.
Yeah, he makes Patricia hang his the clothes, hand no, wash.
I
the clothes.
Do my laundry. Do you think I make my wife do my laundry?
Yeah, you probably
I would. You should.
Should I?
Don't you guys make your husbands do the laundry?
No, I do my own laundry.
Oh,
TJ, wait, and do you do TJ's laundry?
Yeah, well, yeah, we have one laundry bin.
Yeah, she's a woman.
Yeah, but he cooks. Couldn't find me in the kitchen.
No, me either.
Good for you.
Can't do it.
Can you guys vote? Is that?
I probably shouldn't be. But
also interesting on today. It was like the UK. I think it was 1918. It was when it was passed that women were allowed to vote.
And that's when just went downhill.
The US was 2 years later.
Also, the credit card thing, it will never not blow my mind.
I know.
What's the credit card
thing?
That
a woman couldn't get a credit card until like 1977 or something without her mother, without her parent, her dad, or her husband's permission. A woman just didn't have access to a credit card.
Like my mom was in her 20s.
And couldn't get a credit card. If you want to pay for something in 30 days, you just can't do it. Psycho.
Nightmare.
It's also Black History Month.
Happy BHM.
Is that what we're calling it? Just BHM? We're just taking the Black History Month and putting it down to just three letters?
Just read the James Baldwin book. He's a pretty fabulous...
Wait, I wanted to follow up.
What?
Giovanni's Room?
On your book club.
What
did
about
Mike
it?
Ever buy the book and read it?
I did.
He didn't finish it
I
on
didn't
time.
Finish the book or make it to the book club. But I'm almost halfway through the new book, so
nice.
I'm going to make it, and I have it on my calendar. Joan Didion.
Play it as it lays.
She's apparently a feminist.
Oh, not
icon.
For me.
She was like just the cool chick in like the 60s and 70s who would just write about like.
Can I say one thing
about Joan Didion?
She seems a little angry.
Of course, it's very.
She's
it's very.
A woman.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, I get it. Like, ugh.
What's the book about?
It's about this woman who kind of hops around, but she is like kind of like this actress. On the edge of her life, living in LA, hanging around these very vapid people
like
who are just trying using and abusing her.
Yeah.
And she's become like so apathetic and distant to
Wait,
her
it's
own
like
reality.
A memoir?
No, it's a fiction. Also, have you realized that every book we've read in book club fucking jumps around in time? We have not read a straight book that's like, here's the beginning, here's the middle.
Snowman didn't jump around.
Yes, it did.
A little bit. A little bit.
It was in the 80s. There was the
first chapter is, and then like it hopped around for. Part one, part two, part three, only the beginnings.
All right. Well,
it's okay.
I would just like for the next one to be.
I'm not a fan of hop around books.
It's so hard to know.
It like ends on a good like cliffhanger thing that's like 3 days earlier. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I'm not
like,
this part
now
of the
we're
book.
Back in the 1940s hate. When we were a child.
I just read the worst book that did that shit. You
what?
Would fucking hate it. I literally don't remember what it's called.
Wrong place, wrong time.
It is so terrible. Like the. The premise of it, amazing.
What's the
like,
premise?
It starts with like this woman and she is like, they're introducing the family. They're this great family, her and her husband, they are in love, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like waiting for her son to come home. And so she's like, it's like past his curfew, 1 a.m. or whatever. She's waiting in like their big window for him. And then she sees him walking down the street and she's like, oh, there he is. But then a man starts approaching him and her son literally just fucking murders this guy. And then
Are
they
we
like
spoiling the book.
Go to
no, the first chapter.
Yeah, they go to the police station, whatever. And then she wakes up, and it's the previous day. So then the whole book is her.
Sick.
Yes, starts amazing, but then it literally just jumps back like 15 years. Like she woke up, and it's 15 years prior. Ugh. She woke up, and it's 20 years prior before the sun even existed.
Just like take notes.
No,
and, like...
I felt like I needed to, and there were so many different.
I don't need
characters.
A backstory. Don't
no,
put 15
I was
years.
Like, this is crazy.
That's tough to do in a book. You could do it in a movie like Memento or Tenet or something, where you're like, oh, I can visually see what's happening. But when a chapter just starts, like she woke up in her childhood bed.
Yeah.
Well, okay, is she an adult? Happened. Is she a...
Sometimes it's just like follow the essence and the vibe of the book more. Like, don't get hung up on the plot.
But
that's
but
what...
It, when it's like a crime book, you kind of have to. Because
yeah.
you're like
yeah.
also then picking Thriller. Apart the little details to be... Because her whole thing was like, I need to go back in time to figure out what the catalyst was for him to murder this man.
Mm. Have you guys read A Court of Thorn and Roses or whatever
no,
it's
I,
called?
No, it's been on my bookshelf for like 6 months.
Have you seen the author?
No.
No.
She is... So pretty.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, look her up.
I saw this video because she's about to put out her new one or she's on her book tour. And she was just like, hey guys, it's me. And I'm like, this is the author?
You thought it was like some big like clunky
yeah,
kid, like,
I just thought
horns.
It was.
I'm like,
yes. What?
Wait.
That's not her. That's not her. That is not her. Wait, am I getting... You saw
no,
like
it's the girl next to her.
Or did you see like an Instagram ad of someone who got hired to promote the book?
No.
I mean, I don't think these are the best pictures. She's
Wow.
She's very pretty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's just because I expected like literally someone at like a
I thought like a George Martin kind of like
who do you think this other lady is?
They don't know. I was thinking
probably
full, like
publisher.
What are those like Renaissance fairs? Yes. Like somebody completely like decked out with like
yes, or like know. The girl Squishy on TikTok. You know Squishy?
No.
Squishy?
Is that her name? Squish?
Who knew pretty people could write books?
I just,
that's crazy.
I was very surprised. Well, she's like kind of, I think she's going to be the next like J.K. Rowling scandal noted.
Scandal acknowledged.
Scandal check.
Anyway. I mean, she's already sold, I feel like, over 50 million copies.
I mean, it's crazy huge, but I like... Yeah, I can't get into fantasy books. And the first page is like, the beast in the forest. And I'm like, no.
Oh, really? That's what it is?
But Brooke also said, Brooke said that, really?
Oh, boy. Yeah. I read a chapter on my honeymoon. And,
oh, my God. Yeah, Brooke
on
said,
your honeymoon, you said?
Yeah, Patricia was like,
you get juiced up about unicorns and fucking...
Yeah. It was erotic.
Because Brooke said she had a really hard time getting into the first book, but now she's like obsessed with her. With those books,
so it's a little too long for They're fantasy. Long.
So but I'm so curious because I'm like, oh, but I did love Twilight. So like maybe I could get into it, but
you also loved Twilight when you were younger, right?
Yeah, but I'd probably love it now.
You think if you read Twilight today, you would
know.
For the first time if it
so.
Came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys ever?
So no growth is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, no growth whatsoever. Not in books anyway. No.
Do you ever listen to music when you read, or it's kind of fun on Spotify? Look up the book, and someone has made a playlist.
I could never
no
do that.
Way.
Yeah, I can't listen to music and like do anything.
Maybe if there's
like,
no
words.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
when I read The Snowman, I listened to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, like Trent Reznor, and it was perfect. I was deep in the zone.
No, that makes
It'd
sense.
It'd be cool if they had like timestamps, like when press start when you're about to start chapter 3.
Yeah.
And then just, you would feel the vibe.
It's like the Taylor Swift treadmill playlist. Have you ever heard of those? People will make like a playlist for the treadmill of Taylor Swift songs. It'll start with like start 2 minutes by like walking to this song, and then once that song's over, then you speed it up, and then you start running, and then you start cooling down, and then
they done cool. that with the new Mercedes concept car that they had at CES, you know, the big technology expo.
Yeah,
they've created this like cool supercar that when you accelerate and when you drive, you can listen to this radio station that's tailored to the speed of the song, and it will auto DJ like speed and the motion of the car, and the song will start like remixing and like
interesting.
But if you're listening to a song you like, though, does it just change to that?
I don't think it's like it DJs the song that you want to listen to. It gives you a station to listen to that's part of the car that's already pre-remixed to acceleration.
Interesting.
I've had a car before in like a CRV where if I would speed up, the music would get louder, but if I slow down, it'd get quieter.
Yes.
And it's so annoying.
Yes, because it's trying to compensate for the wind
sound.
Noise that like as you speed up, there's more wind noise, so you can hear it better.
I was like, they're like Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. Like, turn up the volume because we're raging.
I just rewatched those first two movies, The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, the second one's the best.
What a great time they are.
Masterpiece.
And, yeah.
Too Fast, Too Furious, where they do the scramble and they all go into the warehouse and they're like, we got them. And then they all come out and that cop is like, oh my God.
I can't believe there's like a new one.
I said, forget about it, cuh.
How many are there?
If Rome wanted to shoot you, you wouldn't be here right now. Like I said, we hungry.
Oh, it's so good.
This is what you call mutual respect.
And the with the rat on the guy's stomach?
Yes.
Oh, God, that scarred me as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping
Yuck.
With the enemy.
There's like 15. I think in the last Fast and the Furious, the most recent one. If Matt Grippy's stories are correct. I think they go to outer space.
Yes,
and they fight in outer space.
Ludacris.
What?
In Too Fast, Too Furious, Ludacris is just your normal like street a race hustler. And then now he's the world's best hacker and also like a rocket scientist.
Wow,
and
Jason Momoa is in the new one.
Yeah, they just keep, it's unbelievable what they're doing with them.
Literally looks like an Avengers poster.
Yeah, no, that's what they've become.
I just can't imagine Jesse who was John one of the Cena. Most beloved characters in the first one.
Who's Jesse?
He, spoiler alert, he's the one who gets shot in the drive-by. He has the little Volkswagen car.
Oh, the young kid?
Yo, man, I just made a bad deal. And then the
what? Great impression.
He come by and they shoot him. That actor missed out on 10 years of a franchise.
Yeah, because he got killed in the first movie.
And they've already brought people back to life. Let's bring Jesse back to life. How
about
that?
How do they bring people back to life? Brie Larson's in it too.
It happened with, was it Michelle Rodriguez, that character? You thought she died in like the fourth one, and then she comes back to life.
Hmm.
Like her death was like fake.
I think I've only seen the first two. I don't even think I saw Tokyo Drift. What's the one after Tokyo Drift?
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious?
I mean, and there's up. The Fast and Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast Five.
No, you forgot Los Bandoleros.
That must have been a real big offshoot then.
They did Hobbs and Shaw, which was one that was also an offshoot. I don't know.
Not fast enough.
This is saying the Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, the Turbocharged something, the Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Los Bandoleros, Fast Five, Fast and Furious Six, Furious Seven, The Fate of the Furious, F9, Fast X.
Wow, Jesus Christ, they got the number in each one. The fate, like the number eight.
They should just do one with like Honda Accords.
Oh, they didn't.
Like the whole movie, just
that,
like,
but that would have been good.
They are driving around in like Hondas.
No, that's what they did. The Fate and the Furious.
The Fate of the Furious.
Right. Then the.
But it would have been cool if they spelt it out like.
Oh, F8. Yeah, I know, but.
Fate. Just drag racing in their Honda Civics.
They do use regular cars.
I know, that's what he said.
Mitsubishi Lancers, the Spider. The favorite was the Mitsubishi Eclipse 1996. That was my favorite one. The Nissan Skyline he has in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Steve Aoki.
Oh, yeah. Steve Aoki's
sister. I asked my
dad
if I could put NOS in my car when I first got it, and he said, yeah, and then obviously we didn't, but...
Now you basically have NOS in your car.
Oh, yeah. I think the Tesla... Mode. Although, I don't know if Teslas would be... Because that was the whole thing, is you need a 10-second car. You need a car that can do a quarter mile in 10 seconds.
Did they name it Ludicrous Mode because of Ludicrous from The Fast and the Furious?
It is actually from Spaceballs.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, and that's why they made the flamethrower, too.
Yep.
That is just a kid with billions of dollars just making toys.
Merchandise. It's the Schwartz.
Speaking of merchandise.
Oh, my gosh, my iPad.
I'll
just text you guys the design. I made like four.
Guys, merch coming in 2029. We will have merch available.
Well, we're putting it out there. We are trying to create merch.
Yes, I just get so conflicted where I think if like we need a full rebrand, should the merch reflect the rebrand?
Just get something done. Literally anything.
I just wish we could hire a graphic designer.
Why can't we find a graphic designer?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm worried about, well, then that costs money, and I know
find
that
out
you'd like
it
to
costs.
Save the
find
money.
Out how much
spend
it
money
costs.
To make money, baby.
Okay.
I found a person. I have two people
I have
that
a person
can
who could do a full rebrand and merch with us, but it's a price.
Well,
Is it Fanjoy?
Do we need a full rebrand, or we just need?
I think it could be kind of cool.
We need a graphic and to put on a shirt. That's it.
I don't think a rebrand would need to be on like the merch.
Yeah, we just need.
I just thought,
but like the general vibe,
brand identity, cohesiveness.
Like if we're keeping like a vintage inspired look, like that would be different than if we rebranded to something else. I feel.
Yeah,
but the look that he's going for is like '90s, '80s aesthetic, which is literally what this
I mean,
is.
In a way, yeah.
Well, have you seen it?
I've seen his inspiration, but
okay. Well, yeah, send it over. Let's see.
Okay,
I'm excited.
But yeah, I think we should do that this year.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm just looking.
Oh, just admiring.
Where'd all this bleach come from?
I don't know. Bought it that way.
Oh, cool.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I like a bleach look like that. I think it kind of makes it unique and original.
Well, someone owned it before me.
Oh, you didn't do that by accident?
No, like this wasn't in the store purchased this way.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's not thrifted?
It is.
Oh. I guess, yeah, store.
Like Bloomingdale. It wasn't in like...
Well, yeah, you said store. I thought maybe you're going to like, I don't know.
Do you guys have good luck thrifting out in Los Angeles?
Never.
No.
I think it's one of the hardest places to thrift because every morning if you go to a thrift store at 6 in the morning, there's a bunch of, you know, like... kids
that's
in LA who
like Nolan's worst nightmare, yeah, because he's doing that like every day. He's sourcing stuff.
I've always wanted to go to those bin hunt things where it's like the big blue bins you have to just sift through all that shit.
Yeah.
But like, I just want to know, is that fun? Is it mayhem? that kind of looks somewhat remotely interesting.
It's probably fun if you're like into that stuff. But like the state sales are crazy. Like, you know, the ones that are posted on TikTok, they're like this one in LA.
Yeah.
It's so like once you see it on TikTok, if you leave right then to go to it, it's already, you're fucked. Like there's already a line around the block. It's crazy.
Sometimes
so, they're
I
never worth it.
Weird fear. Like, or I'll see like a really cool vintage t-shirt that I'm like, oh, that's really dope. Maybe I should buy it. But then I'm like, I have too many t-shirts. And then I also think in the future, the way 3D printing is getting popular, I feel like you're going to be able to like make shirts at home like really easily. So even if you want that like vintage YMCA camp shirt that just looks really cool and awesome, you could just print that at home.
Yeah, but I feel like the beauty of it is it's like it's real and it's from that time.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I am right.
Do you ever like hold on to some shirts that you think are such a perfect staple of like the time we're in hopes that your kid could wear it in the future for decades day?
Yeah, we have a whole bin. We have a whole bin of like archived emo night stuff.
Cool.
We have a whole bin of like archived band t-shirts.
Nice.
And then like any other thing that was from our prior years that just feels like special and nostalgic and something we want to hold on to forever. But yeah, they're just like bins in our garage.
That's awesome. Sometimes it's tough to get rid of clothes even if you're never gonna wear it, like just the sentimentality of like, this, I had this in high school.
Yeah,
I still have a picture of me in this shirt, but it's you're never gonna wear it again.
Did you do birthdays on this day?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, whose birthdays?
Let on me. February 9th. So it's like what Aaron and I do on our podcast. I mean, six. I'm sorry.
No, I've stolen this for my own podcast.
Because it's a great idea.
It was a pretty dark day, I'll say. Even just going through like
events.
Yeah. But we've got Bob Marley, his birthday.
Hell yeah.
Oh, how appropriate. His biopic's coming out this month.
That's so crazy.
Maybe that's why.
Who's playing him?
I don't even know the actor.
But he's Chalamet. Like, great.
Oh, no. You've heard it's not going to be good?
I heard by someone who saw it. They're like, I didn't love it.
Oh, the trailer looks good.
Yeah.
They're making the best trailers these days. They're making every bad movie look good. But
except for Madam Web.
Madam Web. Oh, yeah. Actually, Matt Grippy is so like, chewy. Is this the first AI written like film ever?
Like, and she like left her agency after that trailer came out.
Dakota.
Yeah. She was either at CAA or at WME or one of them, and like she left her agency after the trailer came out, presumably because it was so bad. And they were like, "How could you allow this?"
Okay, so Bob Marley's birthday. Who else?
Hold on, the next person it like auto corrected their name to all. Oh, Axl Rose.
Oh, good.
He's like younger than I thought he was. He's only 62.
He's not well, right?
He's not well.
You never see Axl Rose in any interviews of him talking.
He I think his voice is kind of gone. Like, I think they've tried to do some live stuff and his voice just isn't there. I don't think he's like in a bad way, but I just don't think he can scream Welcome to the Jungle like he used to in the
80s. Are they still performing?
I think they've tried, but I think it's not really going so well.
Didn't they do like Lollapalooza or something in years past?
Yeah, I think they did, and it's just not great because you just can't sing like a 20-year-old when you're 60.
But man, not Rolling Stones. AC/DC, though, no problem. That guy can get up. Like, back in black! Sounds great.
Another fun one, Rick Astley.
Oh, damn.
I was like, what's he up to?
Yeah.
He, if anyone, should be on Cameo.
I think he
100%.
Is.
100%.
But he's also cashed in so much on that song.
Yeah.
That, like, Rick Rolling. Like,
I know.
Oh, and I bet even, you know, Young Gravy revived
yes,
it and remixed
did.
It, so he kind of had big past 2 years. Yeah.
What was that song?
Never gonna.
Oh, right. Babe Ruth.
The great Bambino, the Colossus of Clout.
The curse.
I didn't know he died so young.
How old?
37.
Wow. Does it say why?
Yes, he had esophageal cancer.
Sad.
I wonder if from like tobacco.
Probably. That was just back then with just baseball guys. It wasn't
packing
about
lip.
Yeah, it was.
Also, Bob Marley died at 36
from toe cancer.
Yeah,
toe cancer.
It was like a melanoma,
and he was Rastafarian, and they believe that your body should be whole. And they were like, "We need to amputate this," but he was like, "No, man."
I think that's true. My dad told me that he was like taken out by the CIA because he was doing too much in the civil rights movement. Yeah,
that's what I think the movie kind of hints on.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
We also have Chris Humphries, which I then did.
Who's that?
Wait, who's Chris Humphries?
He
know
was
that.
Married to Kim Kardashian for like
72
days. 72 days. Yes. They were married.
I was like, what's he up to? Googled him. The man is retired from basketball now.
Yeah.
And he moved back to Minnesota, which I believe is where he grew up, and opened 16 Dave's Hot Chickens.
Wow.
Franchise 16 of them. His family also franchises Five Guys and then like some other restaurant I've never heard of before. But he retired in 2019.
Oh, well, he played for the Nets, right? The Brooklyn Nets, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he played for the Jazz, the Celtics. And I don't know anything maybe about sports.
Who did
team?
I go to college with? Tristan Thompson?
Really?
He lived in my dorm room.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Can't believe you didn't
have
a shirt.
I feel like you two would get along.
I have a memory of me going in because I lived on the same floor as all the basketball players. And I think it was Jacobin Brown. He lived across the hall. And they were big Drake fans. And I came in and they were playing the Ransom Freestyle. And I was like drunk. And I just like spat the whole thing. And I bet Tristan Thompson might have been in the room. But I killed it.
Maybe he'll remember me.
Yeah.
Damn.
He just got suspended because he was on steroids.
Oh, damn. Yeah. He went to UT. I'm pretty sure it's Tristan Thompson. Maybe I'm wrong.
And then Eva Braun.
Who's that?
Hitler's wife.
Is that
you
really?
Know who, yeah. What Hitler's wife's name is?
Yeah, he's most Jewish. People do, Matt.
Were they married when he was doing all the stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not then, for like a long time, but she's the one who committed suey with him.
Yes, they were both in the bunker together. Although there's also conspiracies that he escaped to Argentina.
Yeah, and is still living.
Oh, and is with Michael Jackson and Tupac.
No. There was actually like a lot of...
Yeah, they're on an island.
There were a lot of ex-Nazis after World War II that went to Argentina. And just like escaped Europe and
to smoke more crack.
But there is like
Nazis were smoking like meth and crack the whole time.
There is a theory that like Hitler was like, Hitler was like meth out.
Have you seen him at the Olympics? The video of him and he's just like tweaking. Oh yeah, there's a whole book called like,
Hitler
Blitzkrieg.
At the Olympics.
Yeah, yes. Zach Shucklin was telling us about. He read a book that like all the Nazis and Hitler specifically were all on meth.
Just
well, that would make some sort of sense.
Yeah. Do you think that's though so they can like escape accountability for what they did?
No. It's like no one's saying that
excuse.
To like.
Yeah. Sorry, I was on meth.
It was before. It was before meth was like known or like out for the masses. Right?
Isn't it crazy they used to put Coke in Coke, a cola?
I know. God, the good old
like,
days.
They literally like. Could you imagine? Just
I
being
still
like,
do that.
Like that's crazy.
Top it off.
It's giving like people. Would you get addicted to it? Like I don't understand.
I don't think there's like enough.
Yeah, maybe not.
Just a little pep in your step.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little.
Yeah, tight.
So crazy.
In the episode, the soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
They like, at the end of the episode, they say, what happened to him? So I think he moved to Argentina.
That is funny.
Yeah. That was that show that we did that promo for. What was it called? Not Traitors.
Hunters. Yes.
With like Al Pacino, Logan Lerman.
Yeah.
Do you watch Traitors?
No, I keep seeing a lot
it's
of
so good
buzz around it.
I
like the Shane Gillis bit about what like Hitler's commute was.
What is it?
Like
I love Shane Gillis.
He was just like, how close did he live to the Holocaust? Was he like, did he have like time to turn on the radio and like listen to music on the way down to the Holocaust? Like, could he see it from his window? It's just like an insane, like, because he's just like a dude that would wake up in the morning and then like go and do stuff. But Hitler famously. Never step foot inside of a concentration camp.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's that movie? There's a movie coming out where it's like, it's Germans, I think. They live on the other side of the wall.
Zone
like,
of interest.
Of Auschwitz.
Yeah.
And I guess it's like a fucked up, like, because you don't see anything, but you can hear like screams and everything coming
from
Auschwitz.
It's supposed to be a really good movie. Brandon told me to watch it.
Yeah, but I bet it's like
dark.
Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson. That one was like, I like a good little art film, but Zone of Interest, or... bet it's going to be a tough watch.
Yeah.
There's a really good movie. It came out in the 2000s, mid-2000s. It's called Conspiracy. It's on Max.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the meeting of all of the Nazis when they all agreed that they were going to carry out the Holocaust. And so it's a meeting of all the head Nazi guys before Hitler's about to come in. And it's all in English. It's all English actors. Like you have Kenneth Branagh, you have Stanley Tucci's in it, Colin Firth I think is in it, a bunch of big actors, and they all come in and it's interesting, half of them are like, you're not saying we should gas these people, we're gonna kill these people, and the other guys are like, no, this is how it's gonna go down, and they slowly all start agreeing to it, because that's always like, how did people allow that to happen? That whole movie is that conversation.
Wow.
It's very good.
Is that like the whole movie?
Whole movie all takes place in like this boardroom at this house.
Wow.
It's really wild.
Yeah.
When I was looking for facts, we can stop talking about the Holocaust. Never mind.
Yeah, probably a good point. This is a light, fun podcast.
Anything today in history about February 6th?
Yeah.
Pop culture?
So many things. Queen Elizabeth became the queen.
Slay. Okay.
25. Young queen. R.I.P. 2020. U.S. had its first COVID-19 death.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
There were like other things, but I don't want to put them onto social media.
Remember when Tom Hanks got it? We were all like,
That's when it became real for every American.
And Idris Elba got it. And he's just like, I just got diagnosed with COVID-19.
And it's like, and but the then whole
everyone,
NBA.
Like all the QAnon people were like, good, Pizzagate.
Yeah, they're like, they're killing the damn pizza.
They're drinking they were saying he was like drinking stuff.
Adrenochrome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy in the NBA touched all the microphones because he was like, fuck this. This is fake.
Yeah, and he ended up getting it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. 1971, Alan Shepard, the astronaut, was the first person to hit a golf ball on the moon.
That's such a bro man thing to do.
I'm gonna hit a golf ball up here.
That is unbelievable.
It also was like, in parentheses, he used a 6-iron attached to a sample collection tool and hit 2 balls.
Wow.
Wait, so just flew to the moon.
Did he hit it and just went?
Yeah, just went up and up.
Did he get the ball back? So he littered on the moon? Nice.
It comes cancel back him. To Earth.
Take accountability for your actions.
And then a fun little one. 1788, Mass became the 6th state to join the United States of America.
Oh, congrats.
And then I have
Mass.
Like fun, more pop culture things. Coraline, the movie, came out today. I know you like that one.
I love
He's Coraline. Just not that into you. Iconic. I figured maybe you would like this one. The Power Rangers, Lost Galaxy.
You'd like it, the Power Rangers.
That's where I kind of got. I left Power Rangers because it was Mighty Morphin, and then it was Turbo, and then it was Galaxy.
Was that a movie or a show?
Yeah, the movie. I used to watch the show all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, what's crazy too. About the original Power Rangers is that it was originally a show in Japan, and a lot of the fight scenes and the action scenes and the special effect scenes were for the American show. They just took the Japanese scenes. And like the bad guys would like speak and it would be their Japanese mouths moving, but they would just dub it in English. And I never understood why, like, it was just so weird.
Oh, weird.
It was always just like this weird thing. And all the fight scenes where they would like have masks on, they didn't reshoot them. So all they shot in the US was like,
how do they do that?
They just bought these kids like with their backpacks and then they throw their backpacks off and then it would like change.
That's all they did. They would shoot. They would just shoot this stuff.
Because it's the same brand.
All the Power Rangers we knew on TV, that's not them fighting. Yeah. That is, they bought the rights of that footage from a Japanese show and then repurposed it.
And so the
America.
Bad guy, like, her name was Rita, and she would always be like, and she would be like talking, and her voice would just be like,
the Rangers.
Yeah, and it was just, I just never, I didn't understand. It's something's off, and then I didn't find out until like I was like in my 20s that that's what was happening.
She was in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie.
I don't remember. And there was that guy in the tube also.
Zordon. The, like, alien thing.
Yeah,
Zordon.
Yeah.
Rangers. And then there was Alpha. Rangers.
How do you remember this?
Dude,
stuff?
I've watched a ton of TV.
Dude, he'll bring up lines from like a thing that aired one time in 1997 and he'll just, oh, you remember that whole song? Here's the 9 minutes of all the lyrics.
Oh my God.
The Power Rangers, the movie, though, is so good. And they have like Van Halen at the end.
Okay. And then the last thing that I wrote down was Armchair Expert.
Oh, that it premiered.
Yep.
We should get Monica on the pod.
I love Monica.
I feel like we said this once, but Matt and I went to like the Spotify event and Monica from the show was doing a Q&A and Matt got like really excited to ask a question.
So excited.
Because it was like a small thing. It was like at the Spotify offices, maybe like 50 people in the audience. Matt's a big fan. And he was like, I think I'm going to ask a really good question. It's like, I think it's going to be really good. And he's like, Monica, big fan of the pod. And then he asks the question and she just goes, nope. And like, it was like a one word response.
I asked about the fact check, you know, when she does her fact check. And I'm like, when you're doing the fact check, are you doing that while you're editing? Or is this like a post segment that once the edit is done, then you do the fact check? She goes, No, I just do it when I'm editing.
It was devastating.
The room was just silent and I was just red.
There's Monica Padman.
There's such a good Portlandia sketch about a guy who's like getting ready to ask a question of his favorite band and you hear like the voice bubble like, I'm going to ask such a good question that he's going to like be like, we should be friends. What are you doing after this? I really like the way that you think about my art. Can we get dinner after this? And like, That never happens. You think when you're going to ask a question that they're going to be so intrigued by your question, but it's like, I really like your show, and what was your inspiration? And then they just like, I don't know, man. It never, you're never the cool guy when you ask someone a question like that.
Sad.
Yeah.
Wow, what a bummer.
I'm so sorry, Matt.
Sorry, I stopped listening.
There was a bit of that. Yeah, you know they say, like, don't meet your heroes, meet your idols. I do sometimes. Even sometimes when I even see a band that I love and I go to that show and it's awesome, I don't really listen to their music for like a while after.
Oh.
I don't know. There's like this, I experience such this high of dopamine where like I can't get it back and I just kind of put it to rest for a bit.
But if you ever see us at a live show, we're going to be super nice because we are super nice. So come say hi.
Except Matt.
Except for Matt. Don't talk to Matt. He's really...
If you're a woman, don't talk to Matt.
What are you talking about?
I might be meeting my idol next week.
Who?
Who do you think my idol is?
Matty Healy.
Gerard Way?
Yeah, Matty Healy is my idol. No, not Gerard Way.
Haley Williams.
No.
Kris Jenner.
Never guess.
I think he could.
Is it a musician?
What's the show? Pump Rules? Vanderpump Rules.
What's his name? The Dick? The guy?
No.
The DJ guy?
He's not on the show.
He's not on the show. He's very associated, though.
Yep. You could call
him
the
host? Andy Cohen.
Yes.
Oh, you mean Andy Cohen?
Maybe.
That is so cool.
TJ is going to be on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, TJ is going to be on Watch What Happens Live, which is great.
For what? Emo Night?
Because Emo Night's on Vanderpump Rules for like a couple episodes.
So waiting to find out if I will meet the king himself.
I'm sure he'll like say hi. I know. Although maybe not. Maybe he's just like
business. He's great.
I know. I'm obsessed with him. But he's like one of those people that I'm like nervous. Like I would be like, I can't.
Because
like,
I could see him off camera being like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, all right, I'm going to go. And then he's just like not.
No, I bet if you had to drinks with him, it'd be kind of fun. Like you got to like, he's got to have a few shots.
He's like one of those people that I'm like, I don't want my first interaction to then make him not like me.
Yeah.
Like I would kill myself.
Like I want to be a friend, not a fan.
Yeah. I would be a fan.
You got to find
something. I'm fine being a fan, but what if he's like, I don't like that she said that. Like if I was just like, hi.
Okay, well,
and then he was like, I don't like her vibe.
You got to find something that you know will like get their interest, and it's not too much about them, but it's like a common thing. For instance, Glenn Powell. I was at a bar in LA. He had kind of mutual friends with these people I was with, but I was washing my hands and I realized I was washing my hands next to him, and he also went to UT, my college.
Oh.
And I was thinking, what should I say? And I go,
right.
"Oh, the bar that's one of the most iconic bars in West Campus that a bunch of students go to, it's Cain and Abel's. They are shutting it down, or they're like, they're going to move or rebuild it. And I go, did you hear Cain and Abel's is closing? And he goes, what? Had him locked into a conversation for over like 15 minutes. Yeah, he goes, tell me more.
I would then be like, this man's going to think I know everything about him. Like,
just find one thing.
Yeah, but then it's like I did research. Like, if it were me, I'd be like, how's that person know that?
Yeah, but this
I know
is just perceptions.
UT?
Like, no, you'd totally be nervous about it, but he's like fine with it.
Yeah,
I think
is he from Boston or I don't know.
No,
that's how. Yeah,
he is Jewish. You could say I'm very Jewish enthusiastic.
Shalom,
shalom, sir.
He's like, what?
He's like, I don't like that interaction. Yeah. Actually,
yeah, I just want to like get drunk with him. That's like my life's.
Does he drink when he does the show?
Yeah.
Like they have drinks on Visible or
yes,
that's so
they do shot skis on the show.
Yeah,
wow.
So TJ will be manning the bar.
That's so cool.
Damn, that's really sick.
That's really cool. Things are really looking up for you, Aaron.
Okay, I think we're good.
Yeah,
good.
No,
we just got
anything else?
Just that I'm like kind of hungry.
I'm pretty hungry.
I have to pee pretty bad.
Okay, well cool. Let's end it. Let's end it right here.
Cool.
Thank you for listening/watching and.
Sorry about us yelling at the beginning.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Let us know about the beginning conversation, like how it makes you feel.
I feel like we did a great job gracefully. I think we were a little shy, or like it was a little like guns under the table kind of a situation.
I literally didn't think about it one time.
Shy.
But I thought we had there was some grace with the dialogue.
Yes. There was grace, and I think your conversation helped.
Okay, cool. And I said that with love.
To your Kourtney Kardashian the when you said grace.
Grace.
Yeah.
Grace.
The R's are.
Do you do graham cracker?
Graham cracker.
Oh, crispy wow. R.
Crispy. It's all about the R.
I think that, you know what, though? I feel like I've heard you do the impression of her more than I've heard her actual voice.
Probably.
I don't know that I've ever heard her actual voice more than that. Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard my actual voice over the Kardashian voice.
Do you like that guy on TikTok? What's his name? Bowman? And like him and his friend.
He's so good.
They'll have like, they'll have like a cup, but there'll be like a remote in it. Like they have the most like absurd things, and they'll be like, I'm thinking about going to Dubai. Like,
Dubai.
And the music and the editing is so
like interesting. Pop.
Yes.
Bowmanizer.
Thinking of going to Dubai.
He does like roommate drama, but as if it's the Kardashians.
And just it escalates. It's the dialogue's always about nothing.
I've definitely seen this one.
Yeah. Like I went to Cancun one day for a week. One day for a week. Something like that. Okay. All right. Toodles.
See you next week. Don't be a loser and read Snark. Matt.
What she said.
And don't be a loser and comment rude things. But you can if you want. Bye.